Europe is now at the epicenter of the coronavirus crisis. Italy remains the world's worst hit country with more than 7,500 people dead, while Spain's death toll has overtaken China's, climbing to 3,434. The pandemic has also dealt a huge economic shock to the EU, and later today, EU leaders will hold a virtual meeting to discuss a series of measures aimed at tackling that crisis. Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, is on the line. Tony, what's likely to be the main focus of this virtual meeting?
Well, this was going to be their traditional spring summit anyway, but of course they can't be coming to Brussels to have the summit, so it's all going to be done by video conference. And there's a whole range of issues that are under discussion. There will be the whole economic stimulus side of things, what kind of instruments and firepower to throw at the crisis from an EU fiscal point of view. There will be issues like trying to protect vital European companies from being taken over by outside countries during the crisis. There will be the whole question of how to bring the European economy back to normal once this is all over, and to have some kind of action plan or roadmap to avoiding a crisis like this in the future. There's talk of a special European crisis centre. And of course, there'll be attention will be paid to the question of finding a cure, pouring money into research to get a vaccine, to develop antiviral drugs, and to try and keep the ship afloat, given the stresses and strains that are under, that Eurozone economies and European economies are under, but also the European Union as a whole, because this has really strained the whole question of solidarity between countries. You've had member states at the initial stages of this outbreak refusing to provide medical equipment, ventilators and so on to others. You've had the very embarrassing spectacle of China and Russia sending equipment in to European countries who couldn't get such equipment next door, if you like. That is changing. Germany has started to take in patients from Italy and France. Germany and France have been sending ventilators and medical equipment to Italy. But overall, there is a real sense of crisis and not an entire consensus over how to deal with it financially.
Ireland has joined eight other member states in calling for a common debt interest, a so-called corona bond. Now, as you suggested there, not everybody, not all of the other countries are on board with this. What's the story?
Yes, this is a letter that was signed by the Taoiseach yesterday and eight other countries, including those countries most hit, in fact, France, Italy, Spain, Portugal. And this calls for a common debt instrument, which kind of harks back to the euro bonds issue that we talked about back in the financial crisis, whereby the EU as a whole would mutualize debt and take on the debt of all member states. Now, this is an anathema to countries like Germany, the Netherlands, for historic reasons. There's the whole question of moral hazard. Should one country be on the hook for the economic activities of another? But the argument here is that this is what they're calling a symmetric shock. It's not Italy's fault that it's at the epicenter. It's not Spain's fault that it's overtaken China. This is an extremely unique crisis, and big decisions are made. I don't think we're going to get agreement on these corona bonds today. There is another piece of financial firepower that they are looking at, which is using the European Stability Mechanism, the big bailout fund, to provide emergency credit lines to countries with very light conditionality, very, very low interest rates. That's more likely to get traction today. But the argument from the Germans' side is it's probably not a good idea to use the big euro bonds or corona bonds idea at this stage, when we still need to perhaps reserve some of that firepower for further down the line when the crisis perhaps deepens. Again, from the Dutch side, you're getting a more moral argument that this is simply not the way the EU should operate. We're expecting a fairly robust debate on that today.